Tonight's shiur is going to be a continuation of the chapter in Likutei Moran that we just completed recently, Torah Ayin Aleph in Likutei Moran Tanina, which was called the Torah Chavolim Nafu Libanimim. And this chapter in Likutei Moran, it's hard to say it about this one because I say it about all of them. Each one of them is extraordinary, but certain ones, each person has a feeling for certain things more or less. This item has a very, very major feeling to us specifically, because I remember when learning Likutei Halachos, the chapters that were based on that chapter on Likutei Moran, they were very, very informative, very enlightening on certain practical aspects of a person's serving Hashem. This chapter on Likutei Moran, when we learned it, those that remember, or if you'll review inside, you'll see that it seemed to be very theoretical, abstract, talking about the Meichen of Eretz Yisrael, the Seichel of Eretz Yisrael versus the Seichel of Chutz Loretz, and how the Seichel of Chutz Loretz falls into the Seichel of Eretz Yisrael looking to get fixed, and what's the most opportune time that it's able to do this, when the Noyam Ho'Elyon is shining, all of these things which seem to a degree abstract, and you can't really attach yourself to something there and know, how am I going to apply this whole message to religion, to my daily frumkeit, or to any aspect of my frumkeit? Until along comes Rav Nosson Zal in Likutei Halachos, who was the one who understood best Rabbeinu Zal's words and Rabbeinu Zal's teachings, and he was the one whom Rabbeinu Zal authorized to use his eyes and to use his seichel, his understanding of Rabbeinu Zal's concepts and of the entire Shulchan Aruch, to be able to explain, to show how Rabbeinu Zal's concepts and Rabbeinu Zal's teachings are to be applied to the Shulchan Aruch and to a Jew's daily life. And this is tonight, hopefully, will probably take us, I believe, at least two shots to be able to cover this chapter on Likutei Halachos. But if anybody really wants to pay attention and listen, you're going to hear some very, very helpful information that covers a lot of different areas of a person's frumkeit. All based, the foundation for this, is that chapter on Likutei Moran that we learned in the past two shiurim that we've had. This chapter of Likutei Halachos is in the section of Ora Chaim, Chelek Beis of our Likutei Halachos is. It's Hilchos Birchos HaPeiros, the laws of different brachos that are made on fruit. Halacha Dalet, chapter 4. We start from Ois Aleph. Rav Nosson Zal says, "Vezeh bechinas klal birkas hanenin." This concept that Rabbeinu Zal explains in this chapter on Likutei Moran, chapter 71, everything that we discussed over there, all ties in to the concept behind the bracha that we make when we receive pleasure from a food item. Ki ikar habracha hu bishvil lahalois hadavor ulekashroi lenoyam hoelyon. The main reason why we make a bracha on an item of food is to elevate that food item and to bind it to the Noyam Ho'Elyon, the heavenly pleasantness. There is a certain spiritual item called Noyam Ho'Elyon, the source of all sweetness that exists in this world, all pleasantness. The purpose for which we're making a bracha on a food item is to attach and bind that food item to its origin, to this Noyam Ho'Elyon. Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki ze yodua, because this is a known factor, a known fact to those people that are from, shetzorich ha'odom livli lekabel hano v'tainuk miguf hadovor shoichel v'shoise, that a Jew is supposed to see to it not to receive pleasure from the item that he's eating or drinking. The purpose of eating or drinking is not to derive pleasure. Rak lahalois hatainug vehoavo shemalubosh boze hadovor lahaloisoy lesharoshoy helion shebikdusha. A Jew's mission when he's eating a food item is not to look to derive physical pleasure from that item, but rather to elevate the pleasure and sweetness that's found in that item, to elevate it to its origin in holiness, to its point of origin in Kiddusha. V'sheiresh ho'elyoin shel kol ho'ahavois v'hatanugim hu bechinas noyam ho'elyon. If we want to know the origin of all the pleasure and all the sweetness in this world, it is this noyam ho'elyon. That's the name that's given to it. It's this heavenly sweetness. Shemishom nishtalshelin v'nimshochim kol ne'imas hatamim v'hatanugim sheyesh b'chol dovor. It's from that point of origin, if we could picture a certain place in heaven that's called the Noyam HaElyon, this source, this foundation of heavenly sweetness, from there spirals down to this world all the different forms of pleasure and sweetness and love all originate from that place. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Mayofis umano amt ahavo beta'anugim. This is one of the phrases that Hashem says to the Shekhinah, how beautiful and how sweet is the love that's found within these pleasures. Kaviyochol, there is this place in heaven called Oineg, called pleasure or sweetness, Noyam HaElyon, from which originates and from which emanates all the pleasures and all the forms of love that exist in this world. Shekol ho'avois shemeluboshim b'chol ha'tanugim kulam nimshochim b'sharoshom ho'elyoim mebechinas noyam ho'elyoim. All the pleasures and all the loves that a person has towards different items that are found in different physical pleasures in this world, all of it comes from this origin, this point of origin, this noyam ho'elyoim. Shehu bechinas yoseif, which is a concept of Yosef HaTzadik, Shehoyo Yifei Toyar Vifei Mare. We find a similar term used to describe the Tzadik. Yosef HaTzadik was called Yifei Toyar Vifei Mare, somebody that was very handsome, very beautiful. And we're trying to point out now that any aspect of beauty or any aspect of sweetness or pleasure that's found in this world, either in a food item or in a person or in any item, all originates from this place in heaven called this Noyam HaElyon, this heavenly sweetness. V'zehu mayofis umanoamt ahavo. This is what it says in that pasuk. It's referring to this yefei toyar, which corresponds to this noyam, noamt. Mayofis umanoamt. We see that yofi and ne'imus are put together. The term yofi, which means beauty, and the term ne'imus, which means sweetness, these are one and the same. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "Ubishvil zeh tzrichin levorech al kol dovor sheroitze lehenois mimenu." This is one of the reasons why Hashem has commanded us as Jews to say a bracha on any item that we want to derive pleasure from. Ki al yedei habracha hu mekasher umale hadovor l'sharoshoi. Because through the act of saying the bracha, you're actually elevating and attaching that physical object to its origin, which is lebechinas noyam ho'elyon, to this heavenly source of sweetness. Period. This Rav Nosson Zal saying is a fact, that when you make a bracha, by making a bracha, you're elevating, you're lifting up the sweetness and the pleasure that's found in that item that you're making a bracha on, you're lifting it up to a place in Shemayim that's called Noyam HaElyon, which is the source in Shemayim from which comes forth all heavenly sweetness and beauty and pleasure. How? Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain that now. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki kol habrochois heim bechinas shirois v'tishbochois l'Hashem Yisborach. What is a bracha? This blessing that we make before we eat a food item, what is it? It's a song and a praise of Hashem. That's what it is. Shemishabchem umevorchem l'Hashem Yisborach, sheboro es hadov razeh. We praise and bless Hashem for the fact that Hashem created this item, be it this fruit, be it whatever the item is. V'alkein, and therefore, kol habrochos sheba'olam heim bechinas noyam ho'elyon. Rabbein Azal says that a brocha is actually a concept of this noyam ho'elyon, this heavenly sweetness. How? Bebechinas, as Dovra Melech writes in Tehillim, ki no'im no'avo sehilo. It's very sweet and very appropriate to praise Hashem. Tehillah, the praises of Hashem are called Noim, sweet, and Noavo, fitting, very fitting. So we see that the act of praising Hashem is called Noyam. That itself is called sweet. Uchsiv Zamru Lishmoi, there's another pasuk which says, sing to Hashem, Ki Noim, because Hashem is sweet, and because it is sweet, that's a sweet thing to do. So we see that the whole act of praising Hashem is also a concept of Noyam, is also a concept of sweet. Sheze Bechinas Ne'im Zemirois Yisrael. This is the term that's applied to King David, who was the one who wrote most of the praises of Hashem, most of the Tehillim, the Tehillos of Hashem, the praises of Hashem that we have, which were written by Dovid HaMelech. His name is Ne'im Zemirois Yisrael. He is the sweet singer of the Jewish people. So we see again this term, Noyam, applied to the praising of Hashem, the act of praising Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki kol habrochois heim bechinas zemirois utehillois v'tishpochois l'Hashem Yisborach. All the different blessings that we make are all a concept of songs and praises to Hashem. Shaideze ikar hahiskashrus lebechinas noyam o'elyoin. That is one of our main forms of attaching ourselves to this noyam ho'elyoin. If we were to picture a place in heaven, a center of sweetness and of pleasure in heaven, what's our connection to that place? When we speak the praises of Hashem, which are called Noyam, Ne'im Zemirois Yisrael, Noyim Nova Sehila, that act binds us, attaches us to this location in Shamayim that's called this Noyam Ho'elyoin. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki I efshir ledabek bahabayri yisporach shmai, because it is impossible to attach yourself to Hashem, lizkois lenoyam o'elyoin, and to be privileged, to be connected to this heavenly sweetness, lachzois benoyam Hashem, and to get to see and understand this heavenly sweetness, ki im al yedei diburei brochois v'hoidois utfilois v'shirois v'tishpochois. The only way is by speaking these praises and blessings and tefillos to Hashem. That's how we bind ourselves. That's our connection to this Noyam Ho'elyoin. Shekulam heim bechinas Noyam. All of these praises, all of these tefillos are a concept of Noyam. Bechinas Ne'im Zemiris Yisrael Kanal. Period. So therefore, Rav Nosson Zal has established there is a place in Shemayim called Noyam Ho'elyoin. There are items that we see in this physical world that contain inside them a gift to be able to give pleasure, to be able to give satisfaction, whether it be a food item, a drink, whatever it is. Any item in this world that's capable of giving pleasure, it's because of its connection to that spiritual source of pleasure, that's what gives it this power to give pleasure. Rav Nosson Zal says, how do we attach? Now, these two items seem to be billions of miles apart. This location in heaven that's called Noyam Ho'elyoin, and this apple or this piece of cake or whatever it is that we have on earth that has pleasure, they're billions of miles apart. How do we connect them? How do we reattach them? And how do we build bridges between them so that there should be a flow of this spiritual sweetness into this physical item? That's through the bracha. When we make a bracha, which is also called Noyam, which is also this concept of Ne'im Zemirois Yisrael, this Ki Noyim Nova Sehila, that suddenly creates a pipe that connects solidly the pleasure that's found in this physical item to the source of spiritual pleasure. So that now the pleasure that I'm getting out of eating this apple is no more a physical pleasure, but it's plugged into this source of ruchnius pleasure, of spiritual pleasure. Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh bechinas klal kol habrochos shetzrich levorech al kol dava shenen mimenu." This is the concept behind all the brochos that a yid is required to make on any item. V'osur lihonois me'olam hazeh v'loy brocha. And the rule is that a Jew is not allowed to get any pleasure out of this world without a bracha. Why? The reason is ki tzrichim lehalois ulekasher kol hahanois vahataymen vahatanugim lesharoshon. Because one of the responsibilities of a yid in this world is to see to it, to elevate all the physical pleasures that exist in this world to elevate them to their origin, to their foundation. Shehu Noyam Ho'elyoin, which is this Noyam Ho'elyoin. How do you do that? How do you accomplish that? How do you elevate the physical pleasure that's found in physical items in this world? How do you lift it up and connect it to the source of spiritual pleasure? The answer is, Shezeh Zeichen al Yidei HaBrocha B'Kavono. If a Jew is Zeichen to make the Brocha and concentrate at the time that he's making a blessing on this item, to think of what he's saying, to know the translation of the words, to understand what he's saying, Shehu Bechinas Noyam Kanal, that act of making a bracha is also a concept of Noyam, this Noyim Novo Sehilo. Shal Yidei Zeh Malin Umekashrin Kol Ho'avois V'Hatanugim L'Sharoshom L'Bechinas Noyam El Kanal. Through that act, a person is elevating, he's picking up and connecting the physical pleasures to their origin, to their source, which is this Noyam Ho'elyoin, period. That's the second part of this.
Well, it might be too early to ask, but based on it, shouldn't the person go out of his way and try and find all these different pleasures being that they're attached to?
100%. The Gemara says specifically about one of the rabbis that he used to try whenever he could find any new type of fruit or any new type of item in this world, he would try to get hold of it and benefit from it. Why? Because he felt a responsibility. If Hashem placed these items in the world, they're not there for nothing. They're not there just to lie there dormant and have nothing happen with them. They're there to be able to give off certain light, certain tikkunim. Part of the tikkun of all of these physical items in this world can only be brought about when a human being benefits from those items, when a human being takes that item and derives pleasure from it. And before he accepts any personal pleasure, he says a praise to Hashem, which is Bechinas Noyam. That person is literally making this fabulous connection between a gashmius item, which has noyam malubosh in it, and the mokor of this noyam elyon. He's making that connection, and he's drawing from that aura of light that's emanating from that kesher.
Does this seem to contradict the general attitude of trying to be mistopic with like less, like not going out, you know?
Both are true. The question is, that don't we usually say a Jew is supposed to try to minimize pleasure in this world? The answer is yes. In other words, within this, we're not talking about quantity, we're talking about quality. You understand? In other words, and here again, at specific times, Rebbe Zal once mentioned about Rav Koch Lezal that on Shabbos specifically, he would try to have 10 different types of fruits, you know, etc., etc. Again, doing it for the sake of mitzvah. Where, just as we started off saying here, that it's not lekabel hano v'tainug miguf hadovor. The main thing is what's in your mind at the time. If in your mind you're just looking to enjoy, I like eating new things, I like, you know, to taste new things, then it's nothing, then it's a negative item. If the person's kavona is this kavona here, then there's no question at all that the more this person has, the better it is, the better off he is. No question. Okay, continuing. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein, and therefore, Iker Kedushas Kol HaMacholim Hume Eretz Yisrael. The main holiness of all food items comes from Eretz Yisrael, from the land of Israel. Shezehu bechinas kol ha-mitzvois ha-tluyois boretz. This is the concept of all the mitzvois in the Torah that are dependent on Eretz Yisrael. Shekulam b'minei meichel. If you'll notice in the Torah, all the mitzvahs that are related to Eretz Yisrael all deal with food items. Dahainu hazayin minim, the seven special type of food items that the land of Israel is known for, wheat, barley, grapes, chita, so'ira, gefen, te'ena, is figs and dates, rimain, pomegranates, olives, zeis, shemen, These are the items. Ukemuvu le'elan, as was brought earlier. Ki ikar hashpoas noyam ho'elyon huberet Yisrael. Why all of this talk about food in the Torah related to Eretz Yisrael? The answer is because the main place where this noyam ho'elyon is flowing is only in Eretz Yisrael. Kemavur b'hatoyranal, as was explained in that chapter on Likutei Moran. V'alkein, and therefore, shom be'Eretz Yisrael ikar kedusha so'achila. There in Eretz Yisrael is the main place where a person's eating is a holy act. Ki ikar kedusha soachilo hu kishezeichen lekasher hatam vahatainug lebechinas noyam el kanal. Because as we explained before, the main holiness within the act of a Jew eating food is in being able to make the connection between the sweetness and pleasure that's found in that food item and the source of sweetness, which is the Noyam Ho'elyon. Shehu b'chinas moichin shel Eretz Yisrael. That's the concept of this seichel of Eretz Yisrael, this wisdom of Eretz Yisrael that we spoke about in the chapter. V'alkein, and therefore, ikur kol ha'brochois shemavorchen al kol ha'ma'acholim onu lemeidem mi'birkas ha'mozoin. Where in the Chumash is it written that a Jew is required to make a blessing on food? The answer is it's not written. The Gemara says the one blessing on food that's written in the Chumash is V'ochalto, V'savoto, U'veirachto es Hashem Alekecho. The Torah says that if a Jew eats and he's full, he has a meal, then he has a responsibility to bless Hashem after eating. U'veirachto es Hashem Alekecho, after eating. The Gemara learns out from a Kal V'Chomer. The Gemara says, "K'may Shem Razal, Hashdoli Achrov Mavorech Lefonav Loikolshkein." The Gemara says, "Listen to this. If we know there's a mitzvah to thank Hashem after you finish eating, then of course you should thank Him before you're going to eat." That's how the Gemara learns out the whole concept of making a bracha before you eat is learned out from this benching, which is written in the Chumash itself, which is after you eat. Ki ikar kol habrochois hu lahamshich kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Rav Nosson says, why is it that the basis in the Torah for all brachos is learned out from benching, from Birkas HaMozoin? And what is benching really? What's the main theme behind Birkat HaMozoin? What's the main theme behind that? Rav Nosson says, Ki ikar kol habrochois hu lahamshich kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The main purpose of all the brachos that we make is to draw upon ourselves the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Shehu bechinas noyam ho'elyon. Eretz Yisrael is called this heavenly sweetness. What's the reason? Kidei lahalois o lekasher kol ha'avois l'sharoshem. The reason being that we want to attach and elevate all these different pleasures to the origin, to the origin of pleasure. V'alkein lemeidin kol habrochos mibirkas hamozoin. That's why the Torah was designed in such a way that all the brochos are learned out from benching. The basis for all brochos is benching. Why? Ki ikar birkas hamozoin hu lahamshich b'chinas kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Because if you study the benching, if you study the Birkas HaMozoin, you'll observe that the whole purpose in benching is that we want to draw upon ourselves the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. K'may Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, V'yochalto v'savoto uveirachto es Hashem Alekecho al ha'oretz ha'toivo asher nosan loch. You will bless Hashem about the fabulous land that Hashem has given us. Ukemavur le'el kam upamim, and as was explained previously many times, the alkein, and therefore peiros eretz. So that therefore we understand now why the Gemara presents it in this way, that the basis for the halacha that a Jew is obligated to make a bracha before he eats, it's all based on benching. And what's the main theme of the benching? That we're thanking Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. Why? What's the purpose? Because by doing that, by thanking Hashem and praising Hashem, number one, and number two, specifically for Eretz Yisrael, both of those items are noyam, this heavenly sweetness. praising Hashem is Noyam Noavo Sehila. Eretz Yisrael is the center of this Noyam, Sheman Imim Laela, as we learned in that chapter on Likutei Moran. Therefore, the act of praising Hashem, specifically related to the land of Israel, that represents this double Noyam that really helps to make a solid connection between all physically pleasurable items in this world and the source of pleasure, which is this Noyam Ho'elyoin. Number one. So therefore, the basis for all brachos is Birkas HaMazon, and since in the Gemara we're learning all of them out from there, automatically, whatever applies to benching logically is applied to all the other ones, since the whole fact that we have to make the other brachos is being learned out from Birkas HaMazon. Rav Nosson Zal says, the Alkan, and therefore we find an interesting law in Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch says that when it comes to making a bracha on a fruit item, if you have two fruits in front of you, a grape and an apple, both of them you make a borei pri ha'etz on. Which one should you make the bracha on? If you have a choice, you can't say borei pri ha'etz twice in one sitting. You're not supposed to. So if you want to make a bracha on one of them to cover the other one, which one should you make it on? On the grape. Why? Because the grape is one of those seven special fruits that are associated with the land of Israel, that the land of Israel is praised for the fact that it has fabulous grapes. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein peiros Eretz Yisrael koidmin labracha. This is why the law says that the fruit of Eretz Yisrael comes first in a choice of which one to make the bracha on. Ki ikar habracha hi lahamshich kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Because the main purpose for making a bracha is to draw this holiness of Eretz Yisrael, which means this noyam. Shehu bechinas noyam, shehu sheirish ho'elyon shebikdusha shel kol ha'taymim vo'avois vatanugim sheboilam. This noyam is the source within kedusha of all physical pleasure and enjoyment and love. Shezoichin lozeh al yidei ha'brocha, which we are zoiched to receive through the act of making a bracha. Therefore, it's most logical that if there is a place in this world that represents a major center of this noyam, then certainly, as far as priority in making a bracha, the whole purpose of the bracha is to bring forth this noyam, to really make this noyam shine by connecting the ne'imus that's found in the fruit item with the noyam alien, with its source. Then logically, the preference and priority is given to that fruit which comes from that part of the world which is heaviest in Noyam, which is strongest in Noyam. Which place is that? That's the land of Eretz Yisrael. Period.
If I use that logic, let's say if an orange from Israel and a grape from California, shouldn't I make that growth on the orange from Israel?
The answer is, on one hand, yes. But on the other hand, the attitude that the Torah seems to take is that we go by what the Torah called the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. In other words, although Israel grows oranges, Hashem himself specified seven special fruits that the land of Israel is to be known by. And those are the ones that get priority. So that on one hand, the grapes of California are considered on a higher level in a sense than in a way, I'm not making this calculation, in a sense we could say that the grapes of California are on a higher level than the orange there. Why? Because the grapes here are connected to the grapes over there. There's no question, you understand? Any grapes that come from any part in the world are drawing some of their life source from the grapes of Eretz Israel.
And maybe we should make an extra bracha on actual items from Eretz Israel versus from the regular world?
The answer is, that's something that you and I are not authorized to say. There are certain boundaries that Hashem has set up, or the rabbis who were given permission to say that we do this extra thing because it's from Israel. What's the extra thing? That if we have a choice which one to make the bracha on, we make it on this. But for somebody to come along and say, hey, maybe you should make two blessings on the fruit of Eretz Yisrael versus one from Chutz Laretz, we are not authorized to say that. These are the boundaries, these are the tzimtzumim that Hashem has set up.
Why does Hashem make the bracha Brachas Amazon. Why did they make it so long? All the other brachas are not long.
The answer is there's a reason for every single word that's found in the Berkas HaMazon. We're going to find in Likutei Halachos itself, it's explained exactly why Berkas HaMazon has four paragraphs in it. Originally it had three, and the Chachamim added a fourth one. There's a reason for every single word that's found in there. Period. Next. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, וזה מה שהתורה משבחת את ארץ ישראל בשבע סמינים שיש בו פירות טובים כאלה ושהיא ארץ זבת חלב ודבש. Now we can begin to understand why the Torah goes through so much discussion. We're up to Beis. Ve'al kein tiknu chazal din kedima bepeiros. This is the reason why the rabbis established this concept of a sequence in making a bracha on fruit items, kifi chashivus umaylas haperos, according to how important each fruit is. Now there's two laws involved in determining which fruit comes first as far as making a bracha. One of the laws is that we give preference to the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. Another law is we give preference to the more significant fruit, the fruit that's considered more expensive. In other words, if we have two types of ho'eitz in front of us, let's say oranges, but a very expensive type of orange, super sunkist oranges that are two for a dollar or one for a dollar, and a person has a cheaper type of fruit, let's say nuts. Nuts, any nut other than peanuts, where one nut is cost a penny or a nickel or something like that, we give preference to the more expensive item, to the more respected item. That's the wording that's used in the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Nosson Zal says, "Kifi chashivu semayla saperes," according to the importance and specialness of the fruit. Why? Ki kol hakovoid v'hachashivu sheba'olam nimshach misham, because all respect and specialness that's found in the world comes from there. It originates from there. What is there? Mebechinas Noyam Ho'Elyon, from this place in heaven called Noyam Ho'Elyon, Kimavur Bahatoira Hanal, as was explained in that chapter in Likutei Moran that we learned last week. If you remember, we showed how all kavod originates from this Noyam Ho'Elyon. The Kavod originates from the Asura Ma'amorois, and that all draws its power from this Noyam Ho'Elyon. Shalidei Hashpoas HaNoyam Ho'Elyon Nimshach Hizgalus Kavod Yisborach Shehu Sheresh Habriyo Sheresh Kol Asura Ma'amorois Shebehem Nevroilam Kana Ayn Shom. As we explained in that chapter on Likutei Moran, that we said there that what brings about the greatest revelation of the Kavod of Hashem, of the honor of Hashem, we said that when this Noyam Ho'Elyon begins to really flow, that's what brings about a Hizgalus of the Kavod of Hashem. So we see that the origin of this Kavod is from this Noyam Ho'Elyon. Ve'al kein, and therefore, roi lechalek kavod v'chashivus lahaperois l'inyin brocho lahaktim haroi lahaktim. Now we understand how it makes sense how there's a concept of kavod by fruit. Question is, hey, this sounds silly. What kind of nonsense? We give more respect to this fruit than to that fruit. The answer is, if we understand where the whole concept of respect originates from, how the whole concept of kavod originates from this noyam, and this noyam is the source for the whole taste, the flavor that we find in a fruit comes from this noyam o'elyon, now we understand how there is an application of this whole concept of kavod by fruit. Because the act of making a bracha is what opens up a valve, like, to let some of this Noyam Ho'Elyon come shooting down into that fruit item. Shemishom ikar ha-kovoid v'chashivus kanal. And that triggers off a flow of kovoid and chashivus, honor, respect, and significance. Period. So now that this Rav Nosson Zal explained, there a reason why the Torah mentions a topic, discusses a concept of kavod by fruit, giving more kavod, is obvious, because we said the source of kavod is this Noyam Ho'Elyon, and the source of the flavor of food is from this Noyam Elyon, and the act of making a bracha is what triggers off the flow of this Noyam Elyon. Therefore, the act of making a bracha is tied into the whole kavod, the level of kavod that that fruit has within the family of fruit, within the whole fruit family. The alkein, and therefore, roiv hakavod shebnei yodam echabdin zezeh ubamine maichalo mishta. Therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, we find that when a person wants to show respect to another person, somebody comes into your house, one of the most basic acts of respect for that person is by presenting them with food and drink. Kiderech ha'olam, as is the manner of people, manners of people. Shekishe'echot nichnas labeis chaveiroi, when a person comes into their friend's house, v'roitze lechabdoi, and the host wants to show respect to the guest, who mechabedoisoi be'ezet v'armaychel omishte, he shows respect to him by giving him, by presenting him with food and drink. V'chein omer azal inyan isur v'heter, and so too when it comes to eating items that are forbidden, items that are kosher versus items that are forbidden, the Gemara discusses a concept of chaticho haru'uyo lehiskabed, that in certain instances, you only are punished if you eat an amount that a person would give to a guest, an amount that a person would show respect to a guest, a respectable amount. That's the word that's used. Chaticha haru'uyo lehischabed. An amount that's worthy enough that you would give to somebody to show kavod to them. So we see that that food and drink is being referred to as kavod. Ki ikar kol hakavod nimshach minoyam ha'elyon. Because once again, the source of kavod is this noyam ha'elyon. Shehashpo osoy melubosh b'chol ha'ma'achol u'mashkois. The light of this noyam ha'elyon is found within all articles of food and drink. All the food and drink that we consume all contains in it rays of light that come from this Noyam HaElyon. The Alkein Shom Ikar HaKovod. Therefore, specifically in food and drink is found kavod, is found this concept of honor, respect. As Rabbein Zal shows in another chapter on the Likutei Moharan also, ki ikar hakavod mezgala al yedei bechinas noyam ha'elyon, the main kavod is revealed, is brought forth from the noyam ha'elyon, shezoichen lekabel misham b'shas hashulchan nekdusha, which a person is capable of drawing on that when he's eating on a table, a shulchan of kedusha, a table that's being conducted with holiness, kishezeichen levorech habrocha is karoi, which means that the people eating food on that table are making the proper brochas, are saying the appropriate praises to Hashem before they eat and after they eat on the food, karoi, as is proper. Period.
Did you mention earlier that one of the reasons of making bracha on food is to bring it back to the Noyam HaElyon?
Exactly.
In other words, wouldn't it be logical to say that a person should strive to make a bracha more on fruits of Chutz La'aretz, since they are by nature further from the Noyam HaElyon? So in other words, you're actually bringing more distant items closer to the Kedusha rather than an item of Eretz Yisrael, which in itself is part of the Noyam HaElyon already.
The answer is yes and no. Two things. Number one, the fact that this fruit finds itself in this world, even in Eretz Yisrael, which compared to America or compared to other places in the world, Eretz Yisrael is closer to the Noyam. Eretz Yisrael is considered more Noyam, still not to be compared with the Noyam HaElyon, the location in heaven that's called Noyam, which is a still higher level. So there's no question that when a person's eating fruit in Eretz Yisrael, which is the place of Noyam, and he's making a brocha, he is elevating, he's connecting that fruit to the origin of Noyam, to the Noyam HaElyon, which is a still higher level. That's point number one. Point number two, on one hand, you're right, but as we're going to learn later here, plus, we learned in that chapter on Likutei Moharan that these chayvlim, this fruit from outside of Eretz Yisrael, or these meichen from outside of Eretz Yisrael, there's an aspect of them that can be fixed up, And there's an aspect of them that can't be fixed up. There's an aspect of them that's so negative that if it gets close to the noyam, to the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, it can spoil that even. So it's a delicate item. You can't always assume, just like the concept of being makar of people, which is a bigger mitzvah, to teach religion to a Jew that's religious, or to take a Jew that's far from religion and bring him close. There's no question at all that in a bigger accomplishment, in many ways, is taking the one that's far and bringing him close. But it's also more risky. It's a much more delicate operation. Chances of failure are bigger. And chances not just a failure, but if you take the wrong guy and bring him close, he can not only damage himself, but you have this concept of one bad apple can spoil the whole bunch. He can actually do damage to a lot of good people, chas v'shalom. So we're going to see more about this later in this halacha. Period.
Elevation of the food through the bracha.
Exactly.
What about the elevation of the individual who's making the bracha? Is that a separate section? Do we deal with that in there?
In the context that we're speaking in now, it's not really being spoken about. We're discussing right now, literally, elevating, in other words, the physical sweetness and pleasure that's contained within this article of food that you're eating. We're looking to elevate that, to heighten that, and to plug it in to the source of pleasure in heaven.
Isn't there some conflict when you say we love and savor the taste, and like a Shabbos morsel?
Yes.
Talk about it being specially put away for Shabbos, and eating it on the occasion and making a proper bracha. But one of the things, at least I've been saying, is saying, oh, the taste of this is so delectable, and the Kedusha comes as a part of it.
The answer is, if that's done with an understanding and with an acknowledgement that what's giving it that good taste, the Gemara says in Shabbos that somebody once commented about the food that he ate on Shabbos that tastes fabulous. Somebody once said, can you duplicate that? He said, no way. Why? Because there's an ingredient that's found in this food that makes it special. What ingredient is that? Shabbos. That, in other words, here again, if a person eating a piece of food and acknowledging, understanding where the sweetness, where the goodness is coming from. And that's the act of making a bracha. A person eating a fruit, a person that's not religious, that eats a fruit and says, boy, this tastes sweet, and it stops there. He has literally severed the connection between that item and Hashem. Because the fruit tastes sweet, period, and it's as if he's implying on its own. This apple, standing alone by itself, is a sweet item. It's a good item. Whereas that's atheism. That's baloney. That's a lie. This apple is nothing. This apple is garbage. What makes this apple sweet is its connection to Hashem. The fact that it's plugged into a higher source, that's where it's drawing its sweetness from. What makes this steak that I'm eating on Friday night any different from the steak that I have on Thursday night? The fact that the presence of Hashem is much more obvious and much more full on Friday night or on Shabbos morning than it is on Thursday or Wednesday or Tuesday, that's what I feel is making the food better, more tasty, more delicious. And that acknowledgement definitely is plugging this item into Hashem. Again, you understand? This is the opening sentence that Rav Nosson Zal said, that Shetzor Chodom Livli, a Jew has to see to it not to derive pleasure from the physical item that he's eating, but rather to understand that if I'm receiving pleasure, it's because this item is connected to a higher source. A physical, can a tree, can a table give pleasure? What makes the apple taste good and the table, the wood doesn't? Both are chunky. Why should this taste? The answer is because Hashem made that sweet and this bitter. And it's this understanding and this acknowledgement that makes every item, every move a Jew makes in this world so meaningful, so where he's actually accomplishing something. You have two people sitting down to eat fruit, an apple. One person's eating it and he's elevating worlds. He's making major tikkunim in the world. Another person's eating it and accomplishing next to nothing. He's keeping another piece of meat alive. Another animal alive in this world, a human animal, you know, that concept. Whereas a person making a bracha where he's connecting this item to Hashem, he's acknowledging that any goodness that I feel from this item, any pleasure, any benefit, I realize that it's coming from a higher source. And by praising Hashem, I'm plugging myself. This is maybe, I didn't answer your question right. That's the whole point of the bracha. The bracha is doing two things. The bracha is plugging the food item into the Noyam HaElyon. The bracha is also plugging the person making the bracha into the Noyam HaElyon. Because we had brought proof from sentences that the act of praising Hashem itself is Noyam. So me saying a praise to Hashem is connecting me to Noyam. Me saying it over a fruit is connecting that fruit to Noyam. Now both of us are plugging in to this Noyam HaElyon, this source of pleasure, this source of goodness.
He has two fruits. One is expensive and one is not. The one that's expensive is from Adverts from the one.
The answer is in this shiur we're not going to be discussing all the laws of brachos. That's a separate topic for which we have to learn the Shulchan Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch it does discuss what if you have a fruit from Eretz Yisrael that's less expensive than... There's a whole sequence of priority. When do we consider the fact that it's coming from Eretz Yisrael more important? When do we consider how much it costs more important? There's a whole sequence that's described in Shulchan Aruch. He should learn the Shulchan Aruch and he'll get to know. He has to listen very well. Next. Now Rav Nosson Zal says... וזה מה שהתוירה משבחת סרט ישראל בשבע סמינים שיש בו פירוס טויבים כאלה ושיירת זווס חול ודבוש. This is the reason why the Torah makes such a big deal about the fact that that Eretz Yisrael has seven special types of food and it's a land that flows with milk and honey. Rav Nosson Zal says, ולחוירה הדובר תמוהה. In thinking about this, it seems to be very difficult to understand. V'chizehu shevach shel Eretz Yisrael hakdoisha kol kach. Is this the praise of this holy land? We refer to this land as being holy. This is all we can say about it, that it's got good fruit. V'Hashem Yisborach hivtiach bekama havtochos la'Avraham u'le'Yitzchok u'le'Yaakov loseis es ha'oretz lezarom. Hashem promised our forefathers Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov that he's going to give this land to their children. U'biser li'Yisrael al yidei Moshe kama v'kama pomim shehu muchon l'kayim havtochosei li'tein lehem es ha'oretz. And Hashem told the Jewish nation through Moshe Rabbeinu that I promise you I'm definitely going to keep my word that I gave to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, that I am going to give you the land of Eretz Yisrael. V'chol ha'toyra meleo mishevach Eretz Yisrael l'mayin ha'medaktik bo. And any person who looks over the Torah finds that the Torah is filled in hundreds of places. It discusses the greatness of Eretz Yisrael and the goodness of Eretz Yisrael. V'chol pam shemoychiach u'maziro yisamalkim ha'toyra v'mitzvah Yisrael. And whenever Hashem discusses the subject of the Jews keeping the mitzvahs of the Torah, or if they won't keep the mitzvahs of the Torah, it's always in conjunction with Eretz Yisrael. Hashem says, if you'll be good and you'll listen to all my commandments and you'll do everything I told you, you'll be zeche to get to Eretz Yisrael. You'll be zeche to inherit the land of Eretz Yisrael. As is explained many sentences throughout the whole Torah. V'chi kol harash hazeh kedei le'echo peiro istoivim kwele? The whole big deal is all to be able to eat some good fruit? Because Eretz Yisrael has good dates? In other words, does it sound logical that Hashem, in this Torah that's supposed to be so sacred and so intelligent and so holy and everything, that there would be so much pages and pages of discussion about this land of Israel, where the whole big deal, the whole mitzvah about this land of Israel is that it has good fruit? Doesn't seem to be enough. Ach be'emes, but Rav Nosson Zal says the truth is, Iker hakavono sheyesh bo peiros toivim o mesukim koele. The main kavona, the main reasoning behind all of this to do is the fact that Eretz Yisrael has in it good, sweet fruit. Shemekablim ta'amom une'imus mesikuso minoyam ho'elyoim. And this sweet, good fruit of Israel, where does it draw its sweetness from? It draws its sweetness from this noyam ho'elyoim, from this heavenly source of sweetness. Vishom daiko yecholin lehiskasher lenoyam ha'elyoin al yedei ha'peiroi satoivim sheyesham. And it's there specifically, there in the land of Israel, that a Jew can become connected to this noyam ha'elyoin. How? By tasting and eating from the fruit of this super spectacular land. Nimtza, what do we see from this? Through the fact that a Jew is zeichet to accomplish, to abide by the mitzvahs, all the laws that are dependent in those fruit, which apply specifically in Eretz Yisrael, the laws of Truma and Meiser and Shemitah and Allah and all the different extraordinary laws that apply to food items in Eretz Yisrael that don't apply in Chutz Laretz. Nimtza, Rav Nosson Zal says, so we see, She'ikar ma she'meshabeach es Eretz Yisrael b'shivas haminim hatoivim, that the main reason behind the fact that Hashem is praising the land of Israel so much about these seven special things, Iker hakavono al shoyrish hatam shelohem. The main significance is not the physical taste of these items, it's the origin of the goodness of these physical items. Shehu noyam ho'elyoin, which is this noyam ho'elyoin, shezoichim beretz Yisrael daiko, which a Jew can plug into specifically in Eretz Yisrael, much more so than in any other part of the world. V'zehu bevadai shevach godol v'noira ma'oid. And that is a big deal. Now we understand the big deal isn't the fact that Hashem is telling the Jews, listen, if you be good, you behave good, you be good children, I'm going to take you to this place where they have delicious candy there, delicious dates and figs. Baloney, that's not the point. The point is that it's not a physical delicious. The point is if you're going to come to that place and you're going to taste the fruit there is plugged in to the Noyam Ho'elyoin, much, much more so than any other food items in any other part of this world. And by eating that food and abiding by its laws, the laws of that place, Eretz Yisrael, you have a shot at plugging into this Noyam Elyon, this heavenly source of pleasure, much, much more so than from any other part of the world. Ki ikar avoidas ha'odom kol yemei chayov hu lizkois lenoyam ho'elyon. Because the main service of Hashem, the main thing that a Jew is supposed to strive for throughout his entire life is to be zeiche to this noyam ho'elyon, to be zeiche to reach up to this source of heavenly sweetness, lachzois benoyam Hashem, to get to look at and to gaze at this noyam Hashem, this heavenly sweetness, lahakir gedulosa yisporach, which means to get to understand the greatness of Hashem. Ukemay shekosuv, and as David HaMelech said about himself in Tehillim, achas sho'alti me'es Hashem, there's one thing that I ask of Hashem, oiso avakesh, that's the only thing that I'm really looking for, seeking. Bakesh means to really search and seek out. What is it? Lachzois benoyam Hashem, to be zeche, to get to see and taste and enjoy this noyam Hashem. Where can you get that? In Eretz Yisrael, specifically through the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, which draw their ni'imus, their noyam, from this noyam ha'elyon. And the act of making a bracha, even we who are in Chutz Laretz, if a Jew is zeichet to make a bracha on a food item, and to understand that the whole blessing that's found within food is based on the Birkas HaMazon, which is based on Eretz Yisrael, that even food items that we're eating here outside of Israel, any nutritional value that they have, any goodness that they have, comes from their connection to the land of Eretz Yisrael. And any spiritual goodness that they have is based on this connection to Eretz Yisrael. Proof is, there's no different version of benching if you're in America, right? In America and in Israel, you say the same benching. And the whole benching, the whole Birkas HaMazon is 99% Eretz Yisrael. The question is why? We here in America should have a version that doesn't mention Eretz Yisrael. The answer is baloney. We acknowledge that every Jew, no matter what part of the world he's in, if he's deriving physical pleasure from food, that pleasure is coming from the Noyam Ho'elyoin, which is most prevalent in Eretz Yisrael. According to how close you are to Eretz Yisrael, you're better plugged into that. You have a better shot at it and everything. But even outside of Eretz Yisrael, a person is still drawing indirectly from that same source, from that same mokar. Period. We'll hold it over here for now. We did about 25% of this halacha. Hopefully we'll be able to pick up a little speed as we go on. But Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain maybe 15 areas in Yiddishkeit, topics of discussion in Yiddishkeit, that are all plugged into this chapter on the Likutei Moharan. All going to be explained and enlightened and made much better, much be able to appreciate them much more with this information, Mitzvah Hashem. Oh, Hashem.